campaign going on, not yet scheduled. We have been hit by a result which came out during the nomination day. So you may find that our campaign has been greatly affected by this. Because as you know, we launched our campaign in Lindi on the 1st, but our presidential candidate go on with the campaign because nearly in all the constituencies around Lindi and Mtwara, our candidates were disqualified. So it greatly affected our timetable. We had to go back to the National Election Commission for the timetable to be amended, and then we hopefully by this weekend we'll kick off the campaign on the presidential campaign.
Imvula, with all these challenges you are having, how competitive do you think ACT Wazalendo will be, particularly with the presidential election?
We'll be very competitive. Our candidate is the best candidate. Our manifesto is the best one. We have the best team of campaigners, the top leadership and the campaign team. So at the end of the day, when we kick off, we are confident and that we will be very competitive and we will win the election.
A lot of opposition parties are complaining about financial crunch and that they might not necessarily have the money for the rest of the campaign before the elections. Do you have the financial support to be competitive in the elections?
Currently, we stand our budget is budgeted is enough. We have enough resources to run the campaign. We might have the deficit up here and there, but they are normal and manageable. So we call upon our partners, the provincials, our members, and the citizens in general to contribute. But generally, our budget is as good as to run the campaign successfully. If there is deficit, that is where it's manageable. But the main part of the budget is there and we can run the campaign.
Has the Electoral Commission resolved all your concerns and complaints you have with the disqualification of your other candidates in the parliamentary and local?
The Electoral Commission in Tanzania has not done enough. The officers in the constituencies favored CCM in every way, from the issuing of the forms, receiving them during the return of the form, the nomination, and even after the nomination, the disqualification, and so forth. The National Electoral Commission and its commissions on different levels have not provided a fair field, has been very unfair to opposition parties. And generally, they are favoring the government and CCM and the Court of Appeal. So we are still fighting. The commission is not free, it cannot run a free and fair election.
Some people are saying if the stance of ACT Wazalendo is that the Electoral Commission is biased and in favor of the ruling Chama Chama Pinduzi party, why do you participate in an election that you say will neither be free nor fair?
In the struggle and in the revolution struggle, you use all the means available. Once Meles Zenawi said that we fight while talking and we talk while fighting. So we're doing the same. Until we find that one means or one only one way to go, that is where we'll choose one. But for now, we're using both. And we'll follow the avenues available, and if not, then we'll go to the other means to demand for the democracy of the country.